Congress last night passed a huge catch-all spending package called an omnibus bill that will fund federal government programs through the end of September. President Bush is expected to sign the nearly $400 billion measure. The key vote was in the House. The Senate quickly followed. The package rolls together 11 separate spending bills that Congress had been fighting over since last summer. And while parts were controversial, most members were ready to vote for it, expressing great relief that the job was finally done. From the Capitol, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Republicans and Democrats alike called it a long and torturous path to passage, but the end result is a long-awaited fresh money supply for government programs from wildfire land management to NASA. In debate yesterday, House Republicans, led by Appropriations Committee Chairman Bill Young, stressed what the bill would do for defense and security.
It also adds additional funding for national defense, national security, homeland security, intelligence activities, and the support of our troops in Afghanistan. It's a must-pass bill.
Actually, most of the money for defense and military construction was appropriated in separate bills passed last fall, but the omnibus included another $10 billion for military and intelligence activities in the war on terrorism. The rest of the $397.4 billion in the bill gets parceled out in smaller amounts, such as $3.5 billion for first responders to terrorism, that's state and local fire, police, and health care workers, more than $4 billion for the FBI, and $6 billion for immigration enforcement. Lawmakers threw in $3.1 billion to help farmers and ranchers, including those hurt by drought and floods, $1.5 billion to help states revamp their election systems, and $54 billion over 10 years to increase Medicare payments to doctors and hospitals. But like most big spending packages, this one also includes lots of individual projects of less obvious importance. Arizona Republican Jeff Flake criticized what he called hidden pork barrel spending. For example, $90,000 for the National Cowgirl Hall of Fame.
I would say that this bill, in many ways, is a work of art. It's kind of a Hall of Fame bill, if you will.
And some Democrats, led by Wisconsin's David Obie, were angry about controversial environmental policy changes that were tucked in between the bill's pages, including a program that would allow private logging companies to help decide how public forests are cared for.
You might as well turn our national forests over lock, stock, and barrel to the timber companies.
But by far the broadest criticism heard on the House floor was that after all these months of negotiating, no one knew just what was in the 32 pounds of paper. The Appropriations Committee had worked through the previous night and turned in the compromise bill just before dawn, leaving only hours for lawmakers to read through its more than 3,000 pages before voting. Even Appropriations Chairman Young admitted he didn't know all of the bill's parts. And that, said New York Democrat Charlie Rangel, signaled a breakdown of the democratic process.
It's no longer a complaint as to whether we win or lose as Democrats or Republicans. The Congress is losing by its representatives not knowing what's in the bills before us. And if there's any member of the House that says they know what's in this omnibus bill, everything that's in it, they are not telling the truth.
Leading Democrats were still fuming about the breakdown in last year's budget process that led up to this point. Maryland's Steny Hoyer, the House Democratic whip, blamed the Republican leaders of the House, saying they delayed difficult votes until after last fall's elections. Hoyer said some of the more controversial pieces of this bill would not pass if they made it to the floor on their own, and he said they'd be back to haunt this Congress. But in the end, after registering his protest, Hoyer voted for the bill, as did nearly 80% of the House. The vote signaled a general spirit of resignation, summed up by Appropriations Committee Chairman Young.
Some of the complaints that we heard about how we got here are, some of them are very legitimate, but we're finally here, and it's important that we get this bill off the deck because fiscal year 04 is already descending upon us.
The final vote was 338 in favor, 83 against. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.